भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 मोहिनी मूर्ति बिविल्डर्स लॉर्ड शिवा टेक्स्ट 22। तं वीक्ष्य देव इति कंडुकलीलयेशा बीडा स्फुटस्मित विसृष्ट कटाक्ष मुष्टः। स्त्री प्रेक्षण प्रति समीक्षण विहालात्मा नात्मानमन्ति कौमां स्वगणांश्च वेदा। ताम हर विक्षा आफ्टर ऑब्जर्विंग देवा लॉर्ड शंभु इति इन दिस वे कंदुकलीलया बाय प्लेइंग विद द बॉल ईसत स्लाइट ब्रीडा by bashfulness, asphuta, not very distinct, smita, with smiling, visrushta, sent, kataksha, mustaha, defeated by the glances, stri prakshana, by glancing at that beautiful woman, prati samikshana, and by constantly being washed by her, bivala atma, whose mind was agitated, not atmanam, himself, antike, situated, nearby, Uma, his wife, Mother Uma, Shoganan, Cha, and his associates, Veda, Lord Shiva could understand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. While Lord Shiva observed the beautiful woman playing with the ball, she sometimes glanced at him and slightly smiled in bashfulness. As he looked at the beautiful woman and she watched him, he forgot both himself and Uma, his most beautiful wife, as well as his associates nearby. Purport. The material bondage of this world is that a beautiful woman can captivate a handsome man, and that a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. Such are the affairs that begin when Lord Shiva observed the beautiful girl playing with the ball. In such activities, the influence of Cupid is very prominent. As both parties move their eyebrows and glance at each other, their lusty desires increase more and more. Such a reciprocation of lusty desire took place between Lord Shiva and beautiful woman, even though Uma and Lord Shiva associates, Lord Shiva's associates were by Lord Shiva's side. Such is the attraction between man and woman in the material world. Lord Shiva was supposed to be above all this attraction, but he was victimized by the captivating power of Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu. Rishabhdev thus explains the nature of lusty attraction. Pumsaha striha mithuni bhavametam tayor mithahrudaya granthim ahu atagriha kshetra sutapta bittair janasya mohoyam aham mameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. Bhagavatam 5.5.8. When a man and woman exchange feelings of lust, both of them are victimized. Thus they are bound to this material world in various ways. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatate Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. From your heart, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once more. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is one of the very wonderful chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mohini Murti bewilders Lord Shiva. We know that Lord Shiva is the supermost yogi who is always in constant meditation. He is the person, only person, on whose lap sits Mother Parvati. And he speaks Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the assembly, all of the greatest personalities, including Narada, Asita, Devala, everybody sits in that assembly. And they hear with rapt attention the topics of Sri Krishna. And same Lord Shiva, when he becomes bewildered or he loses control over his senses, something that must be talked about. Why did he lose his control over his senses? Because his control over his senses is perfect. Even Lord Shiva doesn't doubt over his control. So perfect is his control, but he has become victim. So if you look at the context is that Lord Shiva heard that Lord has appeared as a woman, Mohini. In fact, in this entire Leela of Samudra Manthan, churning of the ocean, three incarnations happened. First is Kurma, second is Mohini, and third is Dhanvantari. And the beauty of this Leela is, unfortunately, we don't see this Leela has been depicted elaborately in the different architectural beauty within India. But if we go to Southeast, that is Cambodia or Bangkok, the Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean, is a great theme. The big temple in Angkor Wat, and all around the temples around Angkor Wat, if you see, all the entrance are the churning of the ocean. One side demons are churning, the other side is the demigods are churning. And this churning of the ocean used to be one of the great theme of our Vaishnava culture. Why churning is important? Because when we churn our consciousness, all dirt comes out, and churning, from the churning of ocean also, the first element came out is the poison. And a devotee or a seeker of truth, when he starts churning his consciousness, one must be very clear that the first thing that would come out is the poison, and we have to tolerate. If we fail to tolerate the poison, we'll be derailed in the path of progressing in Krishna consciousness. And so in many ways, the Samudra Manthan is a kind of, Vedic spirit that flows within our blood if we are actually very much conversant with this topic. And when we were small child, we were small children, we also heard this. And it was fascinating for us also to hear those days that one could make a snake as a rope and churn the ocean using a mountain as a rod. But anyway, this is a very... So Lord Shiva heard that Mohini Murthy has appeared, or Lord has appeared as Mohini Murthy. So immediately, whenever Lord comes in any form, any incarnation, Lord Shiva personally comes. When he came as Lord Rama, he came along with Sati and circumambulated Lord Rama. When Krishna came, he also came to Braj to see Krishna. And when Gauranga appeared in Mayapur, he also came. But this is obvious because he is this foremost among the devotees of the Lord. So he came accompanied by his wife, by his followers, offered nice prayers, wonderful prayers, prayers that exactly discusses the glory of the Lord. One of the glory he himself says, one of the how we express Krishna. Krishna is known as Adokhyaja. Akhyaja in Devanagari Sanskrit alphabet starts from A and ends with Kya. So Akhyaja means all that we speak, we blabber, is within these alphabets. Everything that we blabber is within this alphabet, Akshaja. And Adokshaja means he is beyond all our so-called description. So nobody can actually describe the Lord who is always indescribable. So while describing Lord in truth, Bhaktya Amam Avijanati Yavan Chasmi Tattvataha. So Lord Shiva is one of them. He knows Krishna in truth. And he is offering prayer to Krishna, wonderful prayer. And exactly that time, Lord expanded his illusory energy. And this is the point Lord Shiva tells when Durvasa Muni is running after his life, because Sudarshan Chakra is actually following him, and he is running from one planet to another planet, reaching Brahma's planet. Brahma doesn't give him shelter, goes to Mahesh Lok and seeks Shiva's shelter, and Lord Shiva says, "My dear friend, I can't help you." Why I can't help you? Because including me, Lord Shiva, Asuri, all the Trikalagyas, although we are Trikalagya, we know past, present, future, we act as super soul, but we are subjected to the expansive illusory energy of Krishna. And Krishna expanded his illusory energy. And when he expanded, even Lord Shiva became victim. He lost absolute control over his senses. He forgot that his own wife, Parvati, is there, just beside him. His followers are also there. Normally, a person who is with his followers, with his wife, you know, he normally restrains his senses. But here Lord Shiva failed. So this particular incident tells us who is Krishna. Why Akele Ishvara Krishna Arsava Bhritya? Only Krishna is the master. In fact, when Lord Shiva goes through this miserable situation, he is becoming more and more miserable. If you go further and further, and the description will come, you will see the miserable situation of Lord Shiva. And then, when he has almost gutted by his miserable situation, he composes himself. And then he recognized, this is Krishna. Why am I ashamed? And then he immediately becomes Mukta Atma. So that is, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Beti Tattvata. The moment we understand, here is Krishna, in truth, we immediately become Mukta Atma. Mukta Atma. And every situation of our life, we have to always question ourselves whether we know Krishna in truth or not. A seeker of truth is only looking at how much we know Krishna. We cannot say actually, we love Krishna. Even the greatest of devotees, they understand that they don't have iota of devotion to Krishna. Including Radharani says, I have no devotion for Krishna. And that is Krishna. People like great sages, whether it's Narada, Asita, Devala, Durvasa. Durvasa was performing severe austerities in the bank of Yamuna when Krishna was present here, because by that time he had become already devotee by the mercy of Ambarisha Maharaj. And these devotees, they perform severe austerities. ప్రబాల శోభ ఇవ దీర్ఘ కేశ బాతాంబ పర్ణ సనపూత దేహ మూలే తరుణాం మునయ పఠంతి గోవింద దామోదర మాధవేతి. సో కంప్లీట్లీ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ సింప్లీ బై బ్రీదింగ్, దే సర్వైవ్ సింప్లీ బై బ్రీదింగ్ అండ్ టేకింగ్ సమ్ ఫ్యూ లీవ్స్. Their body, mind, intellect, everything has been properly purified. And they sit under a tree from all, away from all kind of inauspiciousness and chant Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we honestly ask this question, how much we understand or how much we know ourselves, or if we are asked this question, please describe yourself, we'll be baffled, we'll be embarrassed to describe ourselves because we don't know anything. Except living in our basic instincts, eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Even if I say, do I understand my mind? Hardly we understand. What is intellect? What is the space of false identity, space of emotions, space of concepts? We don't know where are they, from where they are coming. Recently we did an experiment in IIT Kanpur with my students, where we subjected some of the students with a deep state of consciousness. And there are many deep states of consciousness, and one of them is the ragas, those who recite, you know, very classical people going through severe austerities, they actually sing these lyrics. So we subjected some of the students with the raga darwari, and we observed their brain state before we subjected this rag darwari and after. And interestingly, we found out before they were subjected to this deep state of consciousness, their mind was talking all around. You know, in your brain, there are different, like occipital lobe, you have parietal lobe, you have different cortex. So we had put electrodes in every part of the brain, and we found that every part of brain is talking to another part of the brain. Imagine you go to a classroom where all children are talking to each other. You can't teach them. So that is the state of the brain. And when it was subjected to the rag darwari, we saw all these connections were cut off. Once every part of the brain, they started focusing on their own act. And as a result, we could see that when people associate with the deep state of consciousness, their cognitive ability enhances. So this remaining within ourselves is the foremost aspect of Krishna consciousness. Being driven by lust, anger, greed, pride and illusion, two things we do. Either we brood over our past, that how great failure I am, and I hanker about my future. This is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. And I forget my present. This is the biggest tragedy. And particularly when we are told that we have to practice Krishna consciousness to give up or not to live in the present. How we live in the present if we are within ourselves? We allow ourselves to go deeper and deeper. And what is the process? Process is that when I stay within myself, I'm away from my senses. I'm away from the sense objects. Consciously I have to do. We are writing another paper, we did another experiment. This experiment was some students, you know, in IIT Kanpur, many students, they have this sleep problem. They don't get good sleep. And not only that, in only IIT students, normally many people, they don't have good sleep. Why our sleep is not good? Because we don't live in present within ourselves. So we don't have. Sleep means to be rested. Sleep doesn't mean to enter into ignorance. Sleep means to feel rested. So in this whole process, what we do is, I make the students who go through this process 30 minutes of rigorous exercise, particularly making them dance while chanting Hare Krishna. So when they are exhausted, I put them in savasana and make them relaxed, make them feel they are separated from their entire body. And then through just plain talking, I try to take them away from their body, mind, intellect, and then make them to pray to the Lord. How insignificant we are, how insignificant achievement we can make. And hence we make them pray to Krishna, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. I am your mere instrument. And then we make them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, very soft tune, where they are absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And by that practice we found that people could take rest of 2 hours and completely feel fresh. And we found out the parameters, sleep parameters. And this came out first class. So basically, before we even talk about anything about spiritual life, practice is most important. What is practice? Practice is associating with devotional service. And to be able to do devotional service, the most important ingredient of performing devotional service is to be always associated with the mode of goodness. Because that mode of goodness, in mode of goodness, the devotional service becomes intense. Our performance of devotional service becomes intense because we live in our devotional service. So this is very important. Like, Now we may speak big philosophies. What is mind? What are earth, water, air, fire, ether? Nobody, none of us, we understand what is earth, water, air, fire, ether. These are the many things we cannot understand. And in fact, Narottam Das Thakur says, "Oh my Lord, I basically understand nothing. Nothing. If we withdraw our senses and be honest with ourselves, we will see all the dirt. Amar jivana sada papirata nahika punyaralesa." Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer. Parera udbega diachi jaketa diachi jivera klesa. See, if we really withdraw ourselves within and think about my own identity, this is what is. Amar jivana sada papirata nahika punyaralesa. This is what kind of philosophy we can speak. We can't. So that's why process is more important. And what is the most important process that we have? To chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Purification of mind. Mind, if we look at from all the elements that our body consists of, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. Mind is the only object that is in mode of goodness. Unfortunately, mind gets agitated because from time immemorial, we have subjected ourselves to mode of ignorance and mode of passion. And hardly there is mode of goodness. And because of that, mind is always in agitated state. The only way we can tame mind is to bring mind into mode of goodness. So that is why early morning bath. Rig Veda says that morning bath, natural, normal water bath. 3 o'clock if we take bath, it is called Amrita Snana. 4 o'clock bath, it is known as Grita Snana. 5 o'clock bath is known as Dugdha Snana. And 6 o'clock bath is normal snana. And after 6 o'clock, it is Rakta Snana. So, simple common sense. We were there recently in Maghamela. Of course, when Maghamela starts from Makar Sankranti, I have for last 3-4 years, I have made it a habit that I go to Ganga every day and take bath at 4 o'clock. And this is our culture actually. We should take pride because that is in this Maghamela, taking bath means I am actually associating with the mode of goodness. And after taking that bath in Ganga, and you start your round, you start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you feel you are living in mantra. Your consciousness resides in mantra. And we should relish such activity. Mode of goodness is a must. If we give up our attraction, if we don't take initiative to associate with mode of goodness more and more and more, our spiritual life will not be healthy. Will not be healthy. Another example of my own life is that when I started looking for truth, somebody told me that you should take only the green vegetable, green salads 3 times a day, and you should not eat anything else. And that was long back in 1988. So when I started that, the person told me that you do it for 3 months, But it was so nice, I did for 1.5 years. And I had no disease. And the process, automatically, I also started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the power of mode of goodness. I don't know, but somehow the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra came, because while once praying to Krishna, this Maha Mantra came, and I was just chanting. But later, after I came in contact with Prabhupada's followers, devotees of Krishna, I became a devotee, we took prasadam, but we didn't know how to take prasadam. Then I had all kind of diseases, from diabetes to everything, and I have to take so much of medicines. And last 4 months I decided I must stop medicine, and I started only eating those which are in mode of goodness. No medicine. So that is the power of goodness. If you live in goodness, you will be free from almost lifestyle diseases. Your consciousness will be very deep. You don't like to associate that which is in mode of ignorance or passion. Prabhupada says in the first canto, third chapter, during the last verses, in one of the purport, Prabhupada says in the purport that unless we purify our mind, unless we control our mind, we cannot practice Krishna consciousness. We can't practice Krishna consciousness without controlling mind. And he says, mind can be controlled if actions are controlled. And predominantly we are doing 4 actions, eating, mating, sleeping and defending. And these 4 actions must be purified. And how these 4 actions are purified? These 4 actions are purified only when we situate ourselves in mode of goodness. So how do we go to sleep? How do we wake up early morning and start our sadhana? And most important sadhana is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So these are the things basic. A process is more important. It is more important that we chant always than we start speaking all the time. What is the use of our speaking if our practice is not very good? So, because only by the virtue of practice, our way of life only will help us to be humble enough to pray to Krishna, O Krishna, I am so dirty. I am such a big sinner. You only can purify me. I, by my own endeavor, cannot purify myself. It's not possible. And this is what the Saranagati prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He prays to Krishna, Kemane Sudhive More. I'm such a papi, I'm such a sinner, how can I be purified? This is the mood. This mood will come only when we observe our consciousness with details of nitty-gritty. We see what a sinner I am. And unless that awakens within my consciousness, I see that I am the greatest of sinners, I will not be able to offer prayer to Krishna. Prayer should be natural. It should come from the self. Atmani atmanam samsitam. Only when we are able to place Sri Sri Radha and Krishna within our heart. And that's not possible unless they agree to enter within our heart. And because they don't, they are not within my heart, I know they are not there because I am a sinful personality. So I need to pray. And the best prayer, of course, among all prayers, is to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Pramanande, Hare Hare. Any question?
Hare Krishna. Sometimes by the design of your activities that you are involved in, we have to engage in mode of passion for 8-9-10 hours per day. For example, someone is in business or any such activity. Even though we do our sadhana in the morning, but that's the time spending of 8 to 10 hours in that particular mode sometimes takes away our consciousness that we have accumulated in the morning. So what can we do to preserve this mode of goodness even when we are exposing ourselves to different activities?
That's a nice question. Actually, our activities must be dovetailed based on our nature. You can't say a businessman not to become passionate and become a businessman. It's not possible. So what you are doing, you must know it. A Brahmin should be always in mode of goodness. Doesn't mean that a businessman, the end result, as long as he is dedicating to Krishna, is very good. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to make bidis for the laborers who were making the temple. Why he was making? Because unless they smoke, they can't put that kind of effort daily. So he was doing it. So, the acharyas, they know the modes. Nature is very important because in certain nature, certain activities are possible. Very hard work you can't do in mode of goodness, obviously. So, laborious work. So, for everything there is different. We were talking about little Brahminical spirit. What we discuss is Brahminical spirit. Right. But in anything, samsiddhir haritoshanam, whether one is in business class, one is in administrative class, one is in labor class, one is in intellectual class, everyone must pray to Krishna. Okay? Yeah.
Sometimes more of goodness is difficult to be person feels loud and better than others and if it's what very strict diet or getting up the money. So that sense of pride comes like if we pray to Krishna endlessly.
No, the pride is there if you are not preaching Krishna consciousness. If you preach Krishna consciousness, all your pride will be smashed. Because as long as pride is there, we will not be successful in preaching Krishna consciousness. So we are not simply saying that you be in mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is necessary to be within ourselves. But preaching is the mode. Why we have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. First thing is that we want to embrace Krishna. We want to become His instrument. And what kind of instrument we want to be? We want to become. We want to preach His glory. So when you want to preach Krishna consciousness, there is no question of pride. Everything will be burned to ashes. Be sure about it. Yeah, yeah. Please give the...
Hare Krishna. Babaji, as you said, we need to control our mind first to practice Krishna consciousness.
Huh? Yes.
At many places, Prabhupada has said, it's difficult to control mind. Instead of trying to control the mind, we should try to practice Krishna consciousness just to overcome our mind and volatile mind and our senses. Like Arjuna said, I cannot control my mind. So,
then Krishna told him. No. I think there is some misunderstanding. When Arjuna said that, Krishna said, you have to control your mind by abhyasa and by vairagya. Krishna didn't say that you don't have to control your mind. No. I think there is some misconception probably there. Mind must be controlled. If you don't control your mind, you are not within yourself. Mind is the mirror to consciousness. And mind is not controlled, you are not within yourself. So whatever you are doing, you are not that. You are not attentive. The entire attention, whatever you are doing, comes through mind. It is through mind I see myself. So, even if Paramahansas who have separated themselves from the entire body, that is mind, body and intellect, they also, because by virtue of being within this world, the moment we come in contact with the material nature, mind becomes active. Mind must be tamed. Bhagavad Gita, the entire essence is mind must be controlled. I don't think Prabhupada has ever said that you, without controlling mind, Prabhupada has said that when mind is agitated, you should ignore the demands of the mind. And that is the best way to control the mind. But finally, mind has to be controlled. The desires or the unwanted demands of the mind must be tolerated. Mind must be controlled.
My solution is, Prabhupada has said that many places.
You give me the context. I, as far as my understanding of Prabhupada's purport and any spiritual practice, mind must be controlled.
For this spiritual practice, we can control the mind, but over vice versa. Should we focus on controlling the mind first, or should we focus on practicing?
We see the point that who is controlling. Try to understand this. You are sleeping. You as a soul, you are sleeping. I am as a soul, I am sleeping. What is happening? It's the modes that is acting. Three modes of material nature, they are the actor, not you or not me. What is meaning of controlling the mind? Associating with the mode of goodness. And this Prabhupada has already told. To go to the pure platform of Krishna consciousness, you have to go through the mode of goodness. To be associating with the mode of goodness is associating with, that is the way the mind is controlled. Mind is naturally controlled. I have told you, mind is the only element in the body that is in mode of goodness. The best way mind is controlled is you remain in mode of goodness. Nobody controls. Three modes of material nature, they act. We have to wake up our soul. When we are in mode of goodness, it is easy to wake up the soul. That is why mode of goodness is necessary. Unless we are in mode of goodness, we cannot wake up. You know, it looks very nice, you know, saying philosophy. But you think about your own chanting. You know, you take a bath in Ganga in the early morning and sit beside the Ganga and chant Hare Krishna. You experience your chanting. And you chant Hare Krishna when your chambers are closed and covered your body with 2-3 coats. And chant Hare Krishna and experience your chanting. You answer it. I don't have to answer. Experience should talk, not the philosophy. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bol.